technology.ie. It's Wednesday, May 20th, 2015.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Keith Folger, this is Conor Mwinehan in the Black Knight studio. I'm on Skype with Kevin Kopass. Is that correct, Kevin?
That is correct.
Very good. You're from Radix Registry, Kevin, and your company is behind some interesting new top-level domains, four of which have already been launched and four more are on the way. Can you list those off for us, please, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me. You guys are awesome. I know that you promote a lot of our extensions and everything, so thanks for having me here.
It's our pleasure.
Our first four that are live right now are website, .website, .press, .host, and .space. The four that are yet to come over the next couple months here are going to be .site, .tech, .online, and .store. So we're really focusing on quite a few of the more generic ones, but then we also have .press and .host, which kind of go into the more niche markets to get some cool things going on.
Now, they're very specific, very descriptive, and very interesting extensions. They're full of possibilities. And I know that here in Black Knight, even for ourselves, we've engaged with them early on. We've got blacknight.press. For our PR, we've got blacknight.host, and we've had a lot of fun marketing blacknight.space because, in fact, I don't know if you saw the first espresso in space there recently. I did a post in relation to that, and the Italian female astronaut wearing Captain Janeway's uniform from Star Trek Voyager. I thought there was just so much to enjoy about that story, and I got in a plug for .space domains while I was at it as well. So the potential, I suppose, for marketing some of these is really, really interesting. It's about really, isn't it, Kevin? It's fair to say that it's about, let's say, waking people up to the possibilities of the fact that you don't just have .com and .net and .country code anymore. There are new possibilities.
Absolutely.
And new opportunities.
Absolutely. And that's really one of the main messages over all of ours. I think, you know, some of ours for .tech, for example, we're targeting startups. So it's going to be going live here in the next couple of weeks. And it's really just about getting the message that, hey, instead of having some really long, you know, your actual business name may be in there. You maybe have had to take some syllables out or some letters out. Instead of having this really long .com or .net or country code, get something that really allows you to control your online brand and you could really feel associated to.
So who are you guys marketing to? Is it a different group in the case of each one? Are there common factors between some of these domains? For example, in terms of, I presume your marketing is primarily targeted at the US and the English-speaking world, for example.
You know, I think it really depends. First of all, one of the big trends and the most common overlap is that we're marketing to end users. In today's day and age, there's about 1,200 new extensions coming out total. And I recognize and we recognize that you guys as a registrar have so many new extensions that you have to market that you don't have the time and the money and really the will to go out there and market to end users. So one of the big themes is that we market to end users to get that awareness up. And then we partner with our registrar partners like you guys and say, hey, you know, go over to Black Knight, go over to them, go over to this guy and register these names. And we're just letting you know they exist. And then as far as like where we're marketing, I think that it is a lot of the English speaking world. I think 4 out of every 10 or so domains are still registered in the US alone. But, you know, they're China, the Chinese market is a really, really growing market for us right now. Finding some a lot of interesting, we're learning a lot, I guess, is the best way to say that about marketing in the Chinese market. But there's a lot of really cool stuff going on really all around the world.
Just talking about .host there, obviously that's of interest to us, blacknight.host, Kevin. But that's probably maybe the most niche of those four that you've already launched, isn't it?
I would agree with that. You know, it's obviously targeting the hosting industry, people providing, you know, maybe web hosting or app hosting or servers or VPS and stuff like that. So it is definitely one of the smaller markets. One of the things that I find really interesting is similar how you brought up country codes. So if you're in Ireland, for example, and you type in restaurants, more than likely you're going to get some of the Irish CC extensions showing up in those search results because Google knows that you're in Ireland. Google knows that you're looking for a restaurant, for example, tonight or today. So it's topical, it's timely. And then Google knows that someone who has a restaurants.ie has a restaurant more than likely in Ireland and not in you know, the UK or not in China. So .host is actually ranking higher than some of its equivalent .coms when we've had some of our partners switch over from a .com to a .host because of the exact same reason with the country code, because Google assumes that if you have something on .host that you're a hosting company. You're not someone who's selling shoes. You're not someone who's has a mobile dog grooming business. You actually have a hosting company. So they're delivering more relevant results to their users. And I think that's going to be an overall theme with all of the new extensions that are coming out.
So there's an SEO benefit here. For people who are identifying not just with a nation or a country, but with a genre or with a generic, if you like, with a vertical, with a niche.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very interesting indeed. Tell me about .press. You mentioned that, I think, when we were chatting beforehand, and you guys are doing some interesting work with, is it news organizations?
News organizations, and you know, there's a lot of associations that sort of protect journalists' freedom of speech, and you know, if you're in a bad situation somewhere, they'll help you get out of a country. You know, there's just a lot of organizations that are really out there to make sure that us end users or us normal people are actually getting the news and seeing what's going on around the world. And so, one of the things that we're doing is partnering with a lot of organizations. For example, the NABJ. We're working on a deal with them. ICFJ is another organization based in DC, Washington, DC. And basically, we're working out a deal to give them a little bit better pricing on .press as sort of a member benefit to their users. And a lot of those folks are like, listen, I don't really even want the money. It really is about, you know, we have a place, a home that our journalists can associate with now. And this is going to be more relevant to their users who are actually reading the news that they're putting out there. So again, it's really about creating an environment where people feel that they can associate with their brand online versus any old .com that's really, really long and undescriptive, or it's, you know, got too many, like I said, too many syllables, not enough syllables. Oh, so many weird things happen with .com that it's oversaturated.
There's no question about that. Are you finding it therefore easier to market new top level domains and new registries? Are people getting the message that their options have widened?
Well, one of the things that I really like about Radix is it's the smartest group of people that I've ever worked with, and we're very realistic about what's going on right now. So I don't think that it's a get rich quick. I don't think that it's going to happen tomorrow. We're definitely thinking that this is a 5-year plan. And as far as marketing goes and how quickly people understand it, I think that there's a really big hump. So it's like a you know, really big battle to get them to be aware that I exist. My fiance, you know, can tell people what I do pretty easily, but I have a hard time because I'm in it every day, and actually describing it on a basic level is really, really fun sometimes. But once you tell someone, you know, give someone the example of, you know, VeriSign technically owns every.com, and then when you register a.com, you're paying someone and VeriSign's the wholesaler. I kind of run through that example. Mm-hmm. And then once they get over that, like that understanding, then they really do understand. Okay, there are 1,200 new extensions coming out, and some of them are .brand, so .BMW or .Barclays and stuff like that. But then you run through, like, one of my favorites is .law. We don't own that one, and I'm kind of sad about that. But .law, you have to be a bar admitted lawyer to own .law, and I think that's a really good example of where the new extensions really are going to provide a lot of value to end users. And that's the same thing with .press and .host. They're very descriptive. So you, as an end user, once you understand that there's all these new extensions out there, you instantly know, okay, I need that one or I don't need that one because I associate with it and I can use it or I don't.
And if you believe in competition in the market, Kevin, it's essential, really, isn't it, to have this kind of competition, this kind of variety in terms of what's available in the market?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm actually here at the WHD USA event, and one of the interesting things they were talking about yesterday at one of the sessions was focused around domain names. And they said, you know, there's been X amount of .com registrations, and I think it was like 6 million .com ads in the past quarter. And there's been, for the last year, there's been about, I think, 6 million or so new extensions registered. And I think that that's really cool because we're not really cannibalizing .com. So there is this natural competition that's sort of leveling the market out. But what's happening is people are starting to realize, okay, I want my .com because that's the big one that everyone understands. But now I can get something shorter and more applicable to me personally. So let me go get that as well.
Tell me about what you've got coming up. As you say, there's four out there at the moment, .website, .press, .host, and .space. Four more that you guys have in the process as well.
Yep. So that's .tech and .site are the next two that are going to launch. .site is currently in its sunrise, and .tech is going into sunrise here shortly. I'm really excited about that .tech because I believe that the addressable market is sort of everyone. So it is kind of generic, but it's primarily we're targeting startups and we're targeting companies that are in the technology space. And the cool thing about that is that they're very well defined. So the market is very, very large, but the market is very well defined and it's easy to market there. Now, obviously getting the right marketing messages and things like that is going to be something different, but it's a very easy to reach market. Then after .tech, we have .online and .store are the next two. Again, .store I think is going to be really cool. If you have an online store of any kind, in Google, if I search for something and I'm looking for widgets and I see widgets.store and I'm looking to buy a widget, I'm instantly going to know that there are widgets for sale on widgets.store. So I don't have to scroll through and, you know, find some random.com or .net or some sort of country extension or something like that.
Now, you mentioned 1,200 new extensions coming on stream, Kevin, and we talked about the value and the importance of having a free market in all of this. It's essential. There's going to have to be some kind of natural selection, some kind of survival of the fittest, and some of these 1,200 are going to fail. They have to fail if others are to succeed. Would you agree with that principle, and what would you say would be the survival rate?
You know, again, that was funny that you brought that up because they were talking about that in that panel yesterday. And we kind of talked about the 80-20 rule. You know, 80% yeah. of your results come from 20% of your work. And I think there's going to be a lot of extensions. And it really one thing, a step back there, I think it really depends on what your idea of success is. Yeah. Right. So some of the new extensions really are two guys sitting in a garage and they have a registry and they have someone else is running the back end and they're making enough money for their families to be happy. And that's awesome. Right. If you only need a couple thousand registrations or whatever, that's great. But then there are companies like Radix and Donuts and Minds and Machines. Like there are other registries out there that really, you know, have to move the needle in order because we're you know, supporting a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of families. So I would say that, you know, 20% is fair. I think it's, you know, in any like Silicon Valley investment type situation, you know, an investor is going to invest in 10 companies and one of them is going to be the next Google of the world, maybe. And then eight of them are going to fail and then one of them is going to do okay. And that's how he's going to get his money back. So, you know, there's a lot of extensions that I think might be a little bit too niche, too small of market. But then there's, you know, some that could surprise us. But yeah, over the next couple of years, I think there's going to be a lot of consolidation. Mm. I think there's going to be a lot of larger registries that are going to acquire some of the less successful ones and then, you know, shake the magic pixie dust on it and have it blow up into something awesome. I think there are going to be some extensions that kind of stay around, but you know, maybe don't do so well. I don't think that any are going to outright fail just because ICANN has some rules in place and you have to have money in escrow and things like that to really make it so that the folks that registered one of those extensions in the past aren't left high and dry when your registry fails. So there's a lot of fail safes in place there, but absolutely. I think there are going to be some very, very successful ones. And I think there's going to be some very, very unsuccessful ones. And then there's going to be a big swath in the middle. And we're obviously hoping to be on the higher end of that. But, you know, it's one of those things that I think it's going to fill out over the next couple of years.
Yeah, there's going to be some consolidation, as you say. There's going to be some fire sales and things like that, without a doubt. Does it make it easier? Obviously it does. And you guys are operating in that way. There's a lot in running one registry that applies to running another. And it certainly does help if you have that experience and if you can consolidate some of those skills, does it not?
Absolutely. So at Radix, we have it broken up. So for .tech, .host, and .press, we actually have a dedicated team for each one of those internally with a couple members on it. And they're only focused on new creative marketing and promotions and, you know, where do we need to be? What do we need to be doing for those extensions? And then for our more generic ones, it's sort of a team effort. And I think that us having more than one really helps us leverage promotions. And I'll use registrars as an example. You know, it really helps us leverage promotions and getting registrars to really sort of want our products versus us having to come to registrars all the time and say, here's what's going on. It's the exact opposite usually with us. And I think that is because of the size and because of the quality of the extensions that we have.
Well, Kevin, we wish you the best of luck. And thanks for talking to us here today on technology.ie.
Absolutely. Thank you again.